Ephesians chapter 2, in verse number 4, let's begin reading there. Bible says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us." You ought to order, or underline that. His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." Amen? I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Enough of the good stuff. Amen? Enough of the good stuff. As we look at this tonight, and we can see as Paul's writing to the Ephesians, and he's talking about a measure of love. He's talking about what God has to bestow on me and you. Amen? And we look at this tonight, and we can see the different ways in this world in which love is measured. Amen? If we ain't careful, we get to measure, though, in the wrong ways. We get to measure on what people do to us and whether or not we'll love them or not. Amen? If we ain't very careful, that's how we express our love and how we decide in ourselves how whether or not we're going to love somebody or not is because what they do to us. Amen? How they treat us, in other words. We our love to them is going to be a reflection of how they treat us. But see, that's wrong tonight. That's not the way God designed love to be. Love is to be an expression of God Almighty. That love, a right love, is the right kind of love tonight is an unconditional love. Amen. It's not a love that you put on somebody because of conditions. If they do this, then I'll love them. If they don't do that, then I'll love them. But praise God, the love of God is unconditional. And the love we should have, it should be unconditional also. Now you say, well, preacher, that's a tough order. It is. It's hard to have an unconditional love. It's hard to be like Jesus, ain't it? Amen. It's hard to be like God. It's hard to have a God likeness in the world in which we live. But God Almighty makes it possible, praise God, to have that enough of that good stuff, amen, that He gives to encourage our heart in the journey that we live as we go day by day looking for the Lord to help us and give us that we need. Amen. He tells us over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know the chapter very well. It's what you call the chapter of love. And Paul says this. He says, if you've got enough of the good stuff, praise God, it'll see you through. It'll characterize who you are in this world. Amen. It'll point you out. It'll show you out to the world. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. He said, I can do all things, all kinds of different things. Amen. He said, but if I don't have charity, that love, he said, it's just a tinkling cymbal, a sounding brass. Amen. He said, though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all ministries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, now get that. Though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity. Listen to what he says. I am nothing. He said, I can do all these things. He said, I can prophesy. I can understand mysteries. I can have wisdom and knowledge. He said, I can be loaded up with faith. Amen. But he said, if I have not the love of God in my heart, he said, I'm nothing. Amen. Amen. We can believe and think that we have everything and that we need, praise God. But if we don't have love in our heart that'll make a difference, praise God, we have nothing. Amen. He said, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned. Amen. He said, in other words, you're willing to sacrifice. Give stuff, give of your possessions, give of yourself. Amen. He said, you have all that to give. He said, though I give all my body to be burned and have not charity, he said, it profiteth me nothing. He says, it's of no profit. Because why is it? Because we do it by the wrong motives. God knows our motives. He knows our motivation. Amen. He knows why we do what we do. Amen. If you give something If you give something, you say, well, look here, I'm going to put this big amount of money in the offering we come by. You know, and you're waving around so everybody can see the zeros on it. And you, so you, before you plop out in that offering plate, the Bible said you have your reward. Amen. Praise God. He said, but if you do it from the heart, praise God, because God bless you so much and you just want to price off that blessing. Amen. If you just want to pay for that blessing, praise God. He said, God can bless you. He goes on and says, charity suffereth long. Amen. Love's long suffering. Sometimes it takes a long time for our loved ones to get right. Sometimes those people that we work with, we associate with, they're lost and undone. It takes them a long time to get right. Amen. But he said, love is long suffering. What does that mean? That means we just keep praying. We don't give up on them. We just keep praying. He said, charity is suffered long and is kind. That kindness comes in there. Amen? Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Amen? He said, it's not high and lofty. He said, love ain't way up here, praise God. Just wait and try to see if everybody else can catch us. But he said, praise God, love is what we bring down to our men, to mankind. Let me just say this. Love is what we bring into our homes and our lives and our situations, praise God. I'll tell you, love a whole lot farther than wrath and anger. Paul says that in the next verse. He said, doth not behave itself unseemly. He said, love don't behave itself unseemly. In other words, in the wrong manner. He seeketh not her own. In other words, it's not about, love ain't about you. Amen. Love ain't about just always making ourselves happy, getting what we want. Amen. I've heard little old young'un say, little old bitty young'un say, mom and daddy say, well, so you won't give me that. You don't love me. Amen. Those things ain't got nothing to do with love. Amen. Love, praise God, is heart is a heart thing. Praise the Lord. It speaks from the heart. He said, is not easily provoked. And it thinketh no evil. In other words, that bitterness and anger that wants to come out, huh? That's what he's talking about. The bitterness and anger, if we ain't careful, it gets built up in us and it wants to come out. Now, there's two kinds of bitterness and anger. There's an external kind, huh? We've all seen that. Amen. If somebody blows up and they pitch a fit and they act crazy. Amen. But I used to do it. I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about me. I'm an example of what that used to be. Amen. But praise God, you know, I come to my senses like the old fella down to Hog Pen one day, and I realized, praise God, that blowing up and acting stupid, praise God, that didn't accomplish a thing. Just made me look like a fool. Amen. It made me look like some kind of imbecile that didn't have enough sense to get in out of the rain. Amen. That's the way it made me look. People just look at you and say, well, you crazy thing. It didn't help a thing. So that was that external, that bitterness, anger, that was external. But there's also a bitterness and anger, praise God. If we ain't careful, that's internal. Huh? That's that we hold in, praise God. We may not ever say nothing, but boy, it goes with us everywhere we go. And when we get there it is. Amen. But he said, charity, true love and action, praise God, has no place for that. He said, it gets rid of that. He said, it's not easily provoked. And when that point comes, he said, it thinketh no evil. I had a lady here a while back told me, she said, preacher, such and such, and it wasn't nobody in this church, said such and such, this lady gets on my nerves. Said, she makes me so angry. I said, sis, we just got to... He said, love her. She said, I can't love her. She said, when she comes out of work, she said, I want to run over with my car. Huh? That's what she told. I'm like, whoa. I said, wait a minute. I said, you can't do that. Amen? I mean, she was looking at me like, is it okay? I mean, she just want me to give her the green light. I said, well, you hate her that much? Go for it. Amen? But I asked her, I said, have you ever said anything to this person about this? Have you ever just went with a heart of love and said, you know what? What you're doing, it bothers me. You know what she said? She said, no, I've never talked to her about it. This is a lady that's supposed to be a Christian. I said, well, why don't you try this? Pray, ask God to judge your heart, to show you your need for a place where you can come up. Praise God, get things fixed vertically. He said, then I said, when you get that fixed vertically, I said, go to her and fix it horizontally. Amen. She said, what do you mean? I said, just show her the love of God. Amen. It'd make a difference. But she wanted a wide tracker. Amen. See, these things in our life, if we ain't very careful, if we don't have enough of the good stuff, that stuff will rise up and it'll overcome us. And that stuff's like cancer. It just eats at you and eats at you and eats at you all the days of your life till you fix it. Amen? It'll eat you every day of your life till you finally fix it. And it's up to us to fix it with the help of the Lord. That's why he go on, verse 6, and said, rejoice not in iniquity. Amen? Don't rejoice in your sinfulness, your sinful thinking, your sinful ideas, praise God. He said, we've got to get away from them. Amen. But he said, but rejoiceth in the truth. Amen. He said, true love, praise God, it rejoices in what we know of the truth. Because it's the truth that sets us free, that breaks the bondage, praise God, of all that sinfulness. Amen. Amen. It sets us free, praise God. And when you're free in Christ, praise God, you're free indeed. Amen. It can't bind you up. It can't hold you. It can't pull you down to those dark places. Amen. You got to say to your heart, I will not. I will not go there. See, when we settle our heart, praise God, that the love of God is in us, that we love Lord Jesus Christ, and we don't break His heart, amen, He helps us not to go there. He delivers us even from the snare of the devil. Amen. Delivers us from ourselves. Amen. He says, it beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. You know what he's saying there? He said, true love, praise God, gives you staying power. Amen. If you got true love in your heart, praise God, you won't get out at the drop of the hat. Amen. Praise God. True love, praise God, put in it with the desire, amen, I'm going to stay in the fight. I'm going to fight that good fight of faith. I'm going to finish my course, praise God, and God's putting me on till the end of the way. Nowhere to quit. There's nowhere to quit for a child of God. And he goes on and gives a definition in three words, praise God, why we do all of that. He said, charity never faileth. Amen. He said, that's love in action. And he said, love in action, praise God, when it's real love in action, he said, it never fails. It'll always come out victorious. Amen. Would you like to be a winner today, praise God? Well, be a lover. Be a lover of mankind. Be a lover of God, praise God, and He'll never fail. And you won't either. Amen. If you got enough of the good stuff. See, God shows us His love. Amen. He shows us His love in so many different ways. I mean, He could have showed it to us. We can look around and see the magnificent God, and we say, you know, well, what a loving God we have. Amen. He gives us the trees, and He gives us the beautiful flowers, and gives us the mountains, and He gives us our church house, and He gives us our families, and He gives us our cars, and He gives us all these physical things to have. Amen. But the Bible doesn't say that God showed His love to us in that fashion. Amen. God loved us. Praise God. He gave us all. That's a given. Amen. He loved us. Praise God. He lets us enjoy all those things. But what God said, the Bible said, amen, there was enough love. There was enough of the good stuff. Praise God. Radiating down from God. He said, you know what? All those things ain't enough. He said, I'm going to demonstrate my love to mankind. He tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16. He said, for God so loved the world. That's me and you, by the way. He so loved me and you that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen? He said the love of God, He said He manifested His love. The good stuff from God, enough of it manifests to us, praise God, when He gave us His Son. God said, there's no way I can express how much I love Him. He said, but I love Him so much that I'll send my only begotten Son to die for the sins of the world. Amen? He said, that whosoever believeth in me, should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, I love you so much, I'll manifest it to you. Praise God, and that I'll give you my son. Amen. The most precious thing he had. Oh, he had all those other things. But the most precious thing he had was his son. And he said, I love yourself, I manifest myself, I'll show you how much I love you in that I give you my son. Amen. How much love did he have? How much do you need? Amen. Manifest himself in the Lord. Amen. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, or chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, he speaks to us about the love of God and how much he loves us. Amen. And how much charity, how much that love can do for us. Listen to what he says in verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. He said, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Did you get that? Fervent charity among yourselves. That's love in action among yourselves. That's fervent. That's without ceasing. That's a continuing love that he says we need to have. Have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity, now listen, shall cover the multitude of sins. How much do we need the sins? Whose sins are they covered? Number one, they're covering mine and yours. The Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. We're all old sinners. Amen. I want to say, they ain't none of us eat sainthood yet. Amen. We're all old sinners in need of a Savior. So he said that he covers a multitude of sins. But he said it also covers others. That word covers, amen, it means to put a blanket, like putting a blanket over it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, not only does it, he said, for that charity, that fervent charity, praise God, it covers a multitude of sins, a great amount of sins, not only ours, but all those around us. Amen. Praise God. That love, glory God, like a blanket begins to overlay them. Glory be to God. So that sin can't radiate out no more. Hey, glory to God. That's why men get under conviction. That's why men get under a spell and they can't stand themselves. Praise God. But it's that blanket of God. Praise God. It's overshadowing them. That's protecting them even from themselves. Amen. That's that love, praise God, manifest from a holy God. Covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Praise God. Not on mine, not on yours, but theirs. Blankets it over. Gets it out of the way. Amen. How do we get there? Look back at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. He said, first thing we got to do, we got to answer for ourselves. See, this is how we get there, how we answer for ourselves. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, he said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. He said, in other words, make a place for God. In your hearts, set him a place, make him a place, amen, in your heart. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you, a reason of hope that's in you with meekness and fear. So here's the answer, praise God. He said, we answer for ourselves, amen. We give an answer, praise God. Why you have such joy in your heart, praise God. Why you got on cloud nine, praise God. Why you got that great old big smile down at the house of God. Because what God's already done. Amen. Amen. He's manifested himself to us. He showed us his goodness and his mercy, praise God. And he said, just be ready to give an answer. Say, praise God, he saved my soul. Good God of glory, sent his only begotten son to die for me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Brother David, we ought to shout it from the housetops what Jesus done for us. Glory be to God. Somebody asked, why you act so crazy? Because Jesus died for me. Amen. Praise God. Didn't have to, but he did. Praise God. Why? Because God loved us. Look at verse 18, 1 Peter chapter 3. He said, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. Amen. That's why we can give an answer. That's why we're happy, praise God. That's why we have God, the love of God, amen. Because the love of God manifests in us, praise God, and through us because of what he did for us. Amen. You know, when Jesus went on that cross, he took sin upon himself. Amen. He bore our sins on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Bore them within himself. On the cross of Calvary, the He had to, once for sins, the just for the unjust. Amen. The one that was perfect and sinless, praise God, for a bunch of old sinners. Amen. But look what he says, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. He said he done it, praise God, that he might bring us to God. Those that was alienating and enemies of God, praise God. He said Christ died the just for the unjust, praise God, so that we might be brought to God. Amen. Amen. Glory be delivered into a presence of a glorious God, a God of glory. Amen. Praise God. He loved us that much because of that. This took place because of how much God loved us. Because how much God loved you. Because of how much God love me. Amen. So we see this measure of love and we see the great abundance of that love. Amen. We see that there's enough of the good stuff, praise God, that we can get it, Lord God, and it'll help us through this walk called life. And no matter how we walk, it's a difficult walk. I ain't going to try to shoot you nothing tonight. I want to tell you straight up that it's a difficult walk. It's hard to walk through this world. It's a rough world. But praise God, there's a great big God tonight that loves us enough that promised He'd be there with us all the way to the end of the way. Glory be to God. And He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And glory be to God, I'm glad that I know that one tonight. Amen. Amen. So we know if we got enough of the good stuff, praise God, it'll work. It'll get us through. In Romans chapter 8, in Romans chapter 8, verse 38, Paul tells the Romans that he's persuaded. You know what's wrong with most of us Baptists tonight? We don't have the right persuasion. Amen? Our persuasion's from somewhere else. Mostly worldly. Amen? Say amen, oh me. Amen. We're really, really persuaded by the world. You young people, look at me just a minute. Don't you be persuaded by the world. Amen? You take your guidance, your leadership from the good God of glory. Amen. You listen to mom and daddy because they love you and they're going to tell you the truth. And mom and daddy, we need to tell our children the truth. Amen. We need to tell them, amen, it's proper to act right and to walk right and to dress right and talk right. Amen. It's proper. That's what God expects. Amen. And help us, Lord, to do that. Because, hey, and we need to tell them, praise God, we do it because it's pleasing to God. You're not doing it to please mom and daddy, although it makes us happy. But praise God, we do it because it pleases God. Amen. Does that make sense? Amen. But Paul said in Romans 8:38, he said, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." He said, "I've got a persuasion." He said, but he said, "I'm persuaded because of the Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. Amen. He said, "Without the Lord Jesus Christ, I wouldn't know what to be persuaded with." But he said, "Because of the Lord Jesus Christ," he said, "I'm persuaded." He said, "If there's nothing in this world," he said, "there's nothing high, there's nothing low, there's not any angels or principalities or powers or things seen or unseen, praise God, that can persuade me to turn from God." Amen. He said, "I'm persuaded." Amen. Why? Because Paul said, "You know what?" He said, "I've got enough of the good stuff. I don't need the bad stuff." Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, if we could get excited enough about the good stuff, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, our kids wouldn't want the bad stuff. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is right. Reason our kids ain't persuaded is because mom and daddy ain't. Hello? Amen. If we as excited about the good stuff, amen, they'd want to know what we had. It'd get them away from that bad stuff. It would change our focus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul said, "Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." He said that good stuff, praise God, it supersedes. Amen? They said that's unconditional. It's not about conditions, but how they treat me or what they do to me or what they say and pray. It's about the love of God in their hearts that makes that difference. Helps us to be forgiving. Amen? Peter asked the Lord, said, Lord, how many times I forgive my brother? Till 70 times? Amen? I think it's Matthew 13. He said, how many times I forgive? Till 7 times? And Jesus said, you know what He said? He said, till 70 times 7. Amen? 490 times if it takes it. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I say, praise God, the love of God in your heart. Amen. It covers a multitude of sins. Ours and theirs also. Praise the Lord. It gets us out of that mess that we're living. Amen. Puts our feet upon a solid foundation of Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because God loved us. Because God loved us. Back in Ephesians chapter 2, He said, but God who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Amen? Even when you were dead in your sins and your trespasses, your iniquities, your reproach, your sinfulness, your ungodliness, your vileness, your drunkenness, your whoredoms, your fornication. He said, even in those things, God loved you. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying when enough of the good stuff, praise God, was there for you to be able to be a child of God because He loved you that much. Till 70 times, He's willing to forgive you. Amen. He said, even you were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. Amen. Made us alive. Those that were dead or trespassing in sins were made alive. Amen. Glory be to God. When the devil comes along and tempts us and says, you know what? That brother, that sister done you wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know what you say? Well, praise God, I'm a living anyway. Amen. It don't matter what they do. It don't matter what they say. I'm just going to love them, praise God, because I'm alive in Jesus. That's all that matters. Amen. You know, if we get this attitude, praise God, it'll help. You say, preacher, why are y'all preaching to us like this? Because we ain't getting it. Amen. If we ever get it, amen. If we ever get the love of God just right, praise God, we can help. It'll help me, it'll help you, and we can help somebody else. Amen. Enough of the good stuff. Praise God, it'll start oozing out of us. We'll get to can't help it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, raise us up, quickened us, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Amen. It's God's grace. He said, it's not nothing you did. Huh? If we ain't careful, we get heated in our mind and say, boy, when I went up there to that altar, amen, if the Holy Ghost of God didn't unct you, get you there, you'd still be lost in your sins. Amen? It took the unction of the Holy Ghost of God. It took the spiritual move, praise God. It took the unction of God to get you saved. He said, hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Amen? How are you going to hate somebody, praise God, that you're sharing heavenly places with? Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to just get to shout and praise God, amen, so that everybody else can get in with us. Covering those multitudes of sins. He said that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. He's ministering His love. That charity, that love in action. God's given it to us, praise God. And He said, yeah, all you need to do is reciprocate this. All you need to do is duplicate this. Amen. And He said, everything will work out. Amen. We got much, much, much more to be added to us. But when we get enough of the good stuff, He says, and He finishes out, little John does, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. He tells us about this message. And I said a minute ago, you say, well, preacher, you preach on love a whole lot. Amen. There's nothing but the love of God to preach. Amen. If we're preaching anything but the love of God and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, our preaching is for naught. Amen. It's about the love of God. It's about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all there is. Amen. When we get a hold of that, praise God, and it gets a hold of us, it makes a difference. Little John said this in closing, I'm done. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, he said, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning. Amen. He said, the message has never changed. Amen. We're living in a society, in a world that we're constantly wanting the message to change. We're wanting it to be new and alive and vibrant. And praise God, I want to say, it's never died. It's always been alive. Amen. He said, it's the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should. We don't like we should. But he said we should. He said, this is the message that you've heard from the beginning. Amen. That we should love one another. Amen. We should have a love for each other in our hearts. A love and a desire to see everyone do well. Everyone to get in. Everyone to get excited. Everyone to be stirred. Everyone, praise God, to be saved. Everyone to be worshiping God Almighty with us today. It ought to be our desire. And it will be when we get enough of the good stuff. Amen. When we get enough of the good stuff, there'll be new desires in us that'll draw us closer to God than we've ever been. And we get close to Him as we need to be, then it'll draw us closer to all those around us that need us the most. Amen. In the day and hour we live, if we get enough of the good stuff, praise God, things will be looking up. Literally, amen. Praise the Lord. You can see God working. You can see Him working in our hearts. See Him working in our lives. We see Him working in our church. Amen. People loving each other, getting in, learning what this is all about. Amen. And then stepping out with charity, that love and action. Saying, you know what? I'm going to forgive my brother. I'm going to love my brother. I'm going to encourage each other. Amen. That we're going to edify and lift up, and we're not going to tear down. Amen. So that God might receive the glory out of our lives. Praise God. So that we can be a peculiar people, a separate people, different. Amen. You know, everybody in the world can be grumpy and hateful, mean and bitter. Amen. That's the highest of the world's that, 2/3 of the world's that way. I mean, people, you get on the road and you don't give a turn signal just exactly what somebody, boy, people just go off. I mean, they're just waiting to explode. But praise God, that love, if there's enough of the good stuff in us, amen, it just says, just smile and wave at them and say, God bless you. Amen. People, do you ever do that? People cut you off or they do something and they'll honk or they'll give you a good a cussing. Amen. And you didn't do nothing but just driving down the road. They cut you, you know, in front of you and everything else. And they give good cussing. And I just wave at them and say, God bless you. And they'll do a double take and they're like, crazy thing. Huh? They don't know what to do with that. Because they don't know the one that I'm talking about. Amen. But you get enough of the good stuff and it supersedes all the bad. What we need, church, tonight, we need enough of the good stuff so it overrides all the bad. Amen. Praise the Lord.